Some of us think that it maybe happened just recently, maybe in the last 10 years.
The information environment in which people are able to pick up the news and make sense of things is more and more in disarray. And we're learning based on the algorithm, which leans towards misinformation, disinformation, information that fulfills already your worldview. So if you have a worldview that tilts conservative, you're going to get conservative news, et cetera, et cetera.
What we know is that it has been going for about 60 years at a very steady speed that then accelerated.
Look at any of the fights over the licensing of TV or radio stations and how many people can own how many of these licenses. And you see vitriolic attack, organized campaign, year after year lawsuits, year after year challenges to the budgets of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and so on, coming from the right. And the liberals are basically conceding on every point and trying to make themselves as kind of milquetoast as possible. You know, once you're defending Big Bird, you're really not going to put a reporter on the ground in Gaza, even if you wanted to.
That great numbers of us failed to recognize that it was happening.
One of the biggest challenges we faced early on was that people said, if we talk about the threats to democracy, we might run the risk of suppressing votes. And so the existing wisdom was, don't talk about potential threats because we don't want to turn people off from democracy. And I think that the conversations that we had began to reveal a much deeper truth, which is that this anti-racist and inclusive democracy that we are building here is the answer to those threats.
We didn't realize clearly or fully that this was a long, long-term effort of a takeover and a transformation of the country.
Welcome to the Anti-Authoritarian Podcast, a project of the 22nd Century Initiative. The 22nd Century Initiative is a national strategy and action hub dedicated to defeating authoritarianism and building upon the democratic potential of the United States. I'm Scott Nakagawa, one of your hosts.
Hello, friends. I'm your co-host, Sue Hyde. Scott and I first joined forces about 30 years ago to help local leaders defeat anti-LGBTQ ballot measures proposed by Christian authoritarian groups in seven states. Then and now, the task at hand is to organize resistance to authoritarianism and to build our democratic muscle.
I got active in countering authoritarianism and white nationalist political violence in the 1980s in Portland, Oregon, when members of a group called East Side White Pride beat an Ethiopian student named Mulugeta Sarah to death, hoping to incite a race war. Then, authoritarians were just getting their sea legs. Now, 71% of the people of the world live under autocratic governments, and that's up from 46% just 10 years ago. And here in the U.S., we are teetering on the brink of a federal authoritarian takeover.
How did we get into this mess, and what can we do to get ourselves out of it?
To win, we need to wrap our heads around the greatest advantage we have. Those of us who believe in democracy make up a supermajority of people in this country. The challenge is, how do we go from being the majority to acting like the majority?
What should we be doing to both preserve and improve our democracy? In each episode, we dig into this challenge and prescriptions for change with expert guests and commentators whose scholarship, political activism, and organizing define the cutting edge of anti-authoritarian resistance. We hope you'll join us. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts to hear new episodes when they release.